We're talking to Yvonne O'Reilly. She's the managing partner of Avant Team, and she specializes in evolving leaders, transforming teams, and shaping cultures. You deal with systems, looking at the bigger pictures and seeing what can change in a positive way, but it's not an overnight fix. It's a process, and it's sort of an organic process bringing everybody on board.
To put it in context, I will say that in my experience and also in my toolbox, you know, we have many different approaches to looking at behavior. And there's an approach that I quite like that actually came from a guy called John Gottman. And John Gottman did some research work in the 90s in what he called at the time a love lab. Now, so don't allow your imagination to go crazy here.
Oh, why not?
Why not? So his love lab project was to bring couples into an apartment, and their conversations were recorded, you know, from start to finish over that weekend. And through his work, he discerned that there were a number of behavioral, let's say, habits that couples had established that over time, he could predict with something like 93% certainty whether that couple would stay together or not. The behaviors that he identified, and actually he called them toxic behaviors, these are very damaging behaviors for relationships, whether you're at work or outside of work. There were four of them, and he used this metaphor that he called the horsemen, the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Okay, right. Pretty strong imagery
Pretty strong image, but an image that I guess conveys the ultimately damaging force that these behaviors can have. Now, I have to say up front that we all own them to a lesser or greater extent, and they all show up in teams and in working environments. And so to be very cryptic about it, the four behaviors are, in the first instance, criticism. And criticism is when you really criticize the person, okay? It's not the kind of criticism that is meant to be constructive, to actually, you know, support the person. But it's actually the kind of criticism that says, oh, you're terrible at, you know, giving presentations. It makes it quite personal. Mm-hmm. So that kind of personal criticism, which really is quite destructive. A second one is defensiveness. And you can imagine if someone criticizes you, you know, your first response is to become defensive. When you think about it, defensiveness is, of course, mechanism for, you know, protecting yourself. But what it also is shelving responsibility, you know, denying your part in it, sometimes making excuses or pointing to other factors, you know, lack of budget, lack of resources, lack of time to get something done. And that is also something that adds to tension in teams. A third one is contempt. Now, I guess I don't have to say a lot about that, but contempt is an even stronger form of putting someone down. It's really an open sign of disrespect. It's about taking people down a notch. It can be sarcasm. Yeah. And sometimes it is couched as humor.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I was only joking, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. And that can be very destructive. And then the fourth one, which is interesting, is what he calls stonewalling. And stonewalling is really when somebody chooses not to engage in a dialogue, when they shut down the conversation, when they give someone the silent treatment. Perhaps they don't respond to emails. Perhaps they don't engage further in a dialogue. Perhaps sometimes they just walk away. And for the person who does that, it may be their way of just diffusing and gaining some time to digest. But if they do not reconnect with the other person, you know, that just creates painful situation. And those types of behaviors turn up all of the time.
I was trying to guess what they might be, these four horsemen. I didn't guess right. I thought maybe it would be not listening, mm-hmm. Interrupting, mm-hmm. criticizing, yes, and mm-hmm. putting someone down.
And what you mentioned there, you know, Wendy, that's part of it. The not listening, of course, if somebody is in a stream of criticism, they're not listening to the other person. They want to make sure that their anger, their frustration is loaded on the other person. And so, all of those behaviors you mentioned are sort of integrated into what I have just talked about. So I think it's important to know, firstly, we're human, we all own them. And we all have our favorite horsemen.
Yeah.
Mine, for example, to be vulnerable about it, is the stonewalling. When I'm really overwhelmed in a situation, or I just feel some, okay, time to withdraw. But I have to remind myself that while withdrawal can be a good strategy to diffuse tension, it's very important not to stay withdrawn and to come back and to connect. And so for each of these behaviors that I've talked about, of course, there are antidotes. There are ways to actually reconnect, readjust, and reestablish a relationship with the other person. And what happens at work very often is that people don't take that step. And so a lot of my work is clearly around, you know, conversation. Having conversation adult to adult in ways that bring people together instead of pushing them apart.